Hi. This week the question is, was the current event of Ebola crisis predicted in the Bible? As you may have heard in the news, there's an outbreak of the Ebola virus in West Africa nations of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. As of October 13th, 2014, there have been approximately 8,400 cases diagnosed with 4,656 deaths. So a little over half of those who contract the virus die from the disease. According to Wikipedia, the following article appears: Thomas Eric Duncan was a Liberian and the first Ebola patient diagnosed in the United States. He died on October 8, 2014 from complications of Ebola at the age of 42 in Dallas, Texas. A nurse who cared for Duncan has now been diagnosed with the disease. This is the first case of Ebola being contracted in the United States. And the question before us is simply this: did the Bible predict this outbreak? And why is this question even being asked? Because of the following passage of Scripture. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 through 8, the Bible says, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows." In verse 7 is the mention of pestilences. This means plagues, epidemics, viruses, and diseases. Some people believe that what we're seeing in the United States right now is a fulfillment of this prophecy which Jesus gave about pestilences, or the outbreak of diseases and epidemics. The question that we're asking here is this true? Did Jesus predict the current outbreak of Ebola which we're now seeing? Is Matthew 24, verse 7, a prediction of current events that we're now witnessing? The answer is simply no. With confidence, I assure you that the current outbreak is not the focus of Matthew 24, verse 7. Matthew 24, verses 1 through 34, is not a discussion of the end of time. Instead, this passage is a discussion of the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, which occurred in the year AD 70, when the Roman army, led by the Roman general Titus, ransacked the city of Jerusalem and destroyed the temple there. Notice the very beginning of this chapter, Matthew 24, I'm reading verses 1 and 2. "Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, 'Do you see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, not one stone will be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down.' The disciples then asked in verse 3, 'When will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?'" Now there's two basic questions that are being asked by the disciples. When will the destruction of the temple and the city of Jerusalem, when will that happen? And what will be the sign of your second coming and the end of the world? Now the first question Jesus answers in verses 4 through 35. At the end of this first section in discussing Jerusalem's destruction, Jesus said in verse 34, "Assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass till all these things take place." This generation means the generation of people who lived at the same time Jesus was alive on the earth. That first century generation would not pass away until all the signs given in verses 4 through 33 were fulfilled. Now the second question about the second coming of Jesus and the end of the world, that's answered in verses 36 through 51. Now to answer the question that's before us this week, verse 7, which speaks about epidemics and pestilences, that falls in the section of the chapter in which Jesus is discussing the destruction of Jerusalem. Since he was discussing the destruction of Jerusalem, while the current events of 2014 have absolutely nothing to do with any prediction Jesus gave over in Matthew 24. What we do know about the Lord's second coming and the end of the world is that it will be like a thief in the night, according to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2. This means that no one can possibly know when the Lord will return the second time to destroy the world. It will happen when people are least expecting it. Jesus said this in Matthew 24, verse 36, "Of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Since no one knows when the Lord will return again, it would be wise to make preparations and live each day as if each day might just be the final day of all time. If you're not ready to meet the Lord in judgment, then you need to make preparations while you still have time, and then live in a prepared condition each and every day. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.